Hello, this is Will from Opinion Research. This is not a sales call. We're calling to conduct an opinion poll about politics and issues in Texas. Are you registered to vote in Texas?
Yes.
Thank you. There will be a Democratic primary election on March 2024 for the U.S. Senate between Congressman Colin Allred and State Senator Roland Gutierrez to see which one will take on Ted Cruz. And for local offices like state legislature, will you definitely vote, probably vote, or are you going to wait until November?
I'm definitely going to vote.
Thank you so much. Answer if you have a very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable opinion of each of the following people and organizations. Joyce Chapman.
Not sure.
Okay. Houston Independent School District or HISD?
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you. Shayla Jackson Lee.
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you. Harold Dutton.
Not enough info to know.
Okay. Clint Dan Horn.
I'm not sure. I don't recognize that name.
Okay. Danny Norris.
No opinion.
Okay. Thank you. As you may know, the state of Texas has taken over the running of the Houston Independent School District. Which is closer to your opinion about this? First, support a state takeover because HISD schools are failing our kids and working conditions for teachers and staff are dangerous, or oppose a state takeover because our local community and elected leaders know best how to run our schools?
I honestly oppose because I feel like Abbott is going to push the voucher scheme too much and damage the school system as a whole.
Thank you so much. In March, there will be a Democratic primary for the Texas State House. Which of these candidates will you vote for if you had to choose today? Joyce Chapman, Harold Dutton, Clint Dan Horn, or Danny Norris?
I honestly haven't looked at the state race enough yet. I'm more focused on making sure I vote for Colin and getting Ted Cruz the hell out of Washington.
Okay, but if you had to choose someone randomly, who would you choose? Joyce Chapman, Harold Dutton, Clint Dan Horn, or Danny Norris?
Probably Dutton, since I've heard his name the most.
Dutton. Okay, thank you so much. Next, here are a few statements about the current longtime state representative, Harold Dutton, and his record. Rate your reaction to each as either very positive, somewhat negative, or very negative. He is fighting against extreme Republicans' ban on abortion rights by voting consistently to stop laws that criminalize doctors who provide life-saving care to pregnant women in trouble and ban women from getting an abortion, even in cases of rape and incest. Do you think that's very positive, somewhat negative, or very negative?
Very positive.
Thank you. Dutton voted to create more affordable housing in Houston. Same option.
Very, very favorable.
Okay, thank you. Harold worked to stop Governor Abbott's extreme plan to defund public education through his voucher scheme.
Very, very favorable.
Thank you. He voted for a cut in property taxes that gives the biggest percentage cost savings to lower and middle income homeowners.
Very favorable.
Thank you. Harold supports the state takeover of HISD schools and wrote the law allowing the state to do it.
Very unfavorable.
Okay, very negative. Okay, thank you. Representative Dutton was the only Democrat in the state house to not support the impeachment of Attorney General Ken Paxton, who was accused by his own staff of personally profiting from his office and helping a wealthy campaign contributor avoid prosecution.
You said he was the only one who didn't vote for impeachment?
Yeah, he was the only one, or the only Democrat, not to support the impeachment of Attorney General
Very negative then.
Very negative, okay. Harold was led the fight to provide free health care to uninsured lower-income Texans paid by the free federal government Medicaid money.
Very favorable. That's reasonable.
Okay, thank you so much. Just so you know, we're almost done now. Based on this information, which of the following four candidates will you vote for in this upcoming Democratic primary for the State House if you had to choose today? Joyce Chapman, Harold Dutton, Clint Dan Horn, or Danny Norris?
I would likely still vote for Harold Dutton, and I would just hope that we could work on some of those negative opinions.
Thank you so much. Can you please tell me, is your age between 18 to 39, 40 to 54, 55 to 64, or 65 plus?
I'm 42, so whichever one that was.
Okay. Do you own or rent your current place of residence?
Own.
Okay, thank you. Do you consider yourself African American or Black?
No.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself of Mexican or Hispanic or Latino heritage?
No.
No, thank you. Do you have any children currently in the local public schools?
Yes.
Thank you. That will conclude our survey. I just want to thank you once again for your time and participation. You have a good one.
All right. Thanks a lot. You too.
All right. Bye-bye.